Hello, everybody. Today we'll continue. The author will talk about excessive weight and exercise. Then we'll talk about betachin and end with a nice little cute story that you may have heard before. So, author continues talking about excessive weight and exercise. And I'm going to cite some studies why it's important to exercise. But what he's trying to stress here is that really anything is better than nothing. Although different studies say a minimum of 30 minutes per day is necessary, so, you know, don't get so upset. You can't do 30. Do 20. Can't do 20. Do 10. Have been neglecting exercise for quite a while, you may have to start with 10. And you may have to work your way up. But the point is to really increase or to get into a good minhag, as he said to me when I talked on the phone a few months ago. He said to make exercise a minhag. You know, you get up in the morning, say Mordiani, wash on the Tishadayim, we say brachas. Hopefully we don't do everything by rote. But again, maybe you want to do exercise by rote. It won't be such a bad thing. And of course, the Haggadah says, Kol ha-marbe harze yeh v'shubak. Whoever increases is deemed worthy of praise. That anyone seek out fitness, do what you could do and try to increase it over time. And he said, also, if you just look at the numbers, he said, based on some studies, people who are out of shape spend an extra $2,500 per year on healthcare expenses versus those who are exercise regularly and are in shape. Then he moves to the topic of betachin. And he said, Shetana, Rabbi Ehuda Bar Eli, and Barakah says that, you know, they asked him why he looks so good and healthy, and replied, because he took care of his body to make sure he stayed fit. He said, it's in the hands of the individual to stay healthy, something that halakha obligations to assure. So therefore, he's saying that he took care of his body, but again, it's part of halakha. So how do we reconcile these two things with betachin? The fact that the Gemara in Kolon says no one so much as bends a finger unless it's ordained by high. So here we have Betana saying he took care of his body, but then we have Kolon saying that everything's ordained on high. So which one is it? So let's turn to Sefer Kinuk, who says, and bear with me for a second, he says, Hashem manages the details of humans and knows all that they do and determine the fate, for good and for bad, based on the merits or faults, as the sages declare. Nevertheless, a person must protect himself from natural conditions inherent in the world we live. For Hashem, who created the world, decreed that it be ruled by fundamental rules of nature. He directed the fire burns and water extinguishes the flame. And the blessed one, his kindness, granted us bodies and invested us with the knowledge to protect those bodies from all harm. And his wisdom obligated that nature performs as planned if the individual does not protect himself from it. So there we have it. And I'll just conclude with a quick, cute story that you may have heard before. I'll give you the abbreviated version. There's a man standing on his porch, and his water is flooded. His water has come coming, and he's drowning. And someone comes with a boat and says, I want to save you. He says, no, thank you. I trust in Hashem. Then another boat comes. He said, sorry, I trust in Hashem. And he's drowning. They send a helicopter comes. He says, don't worry, I trust in Hashem. And then the guy drowns. And he goes to the gates of heaven. And the man cries out to Hashem, is this the way you treat someone who has faith in you? Why don't you save me? And the reply is, what do you mean? I sent you two boats and a helicopter. So Hashem gives us the means. And we also have a bracha that we use all the energy we have at our disposal to create a healthier body, to serve Hashem, and that we should make time out of our day to take care of our bodies, which is important, and not neglect it. Have a wonderful day.